VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo met with Saudi Arabia's King Salman and twice with Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman on Tuesday about the missing Saudi journalist last seen 2 weeks ago entering the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. But there was no immediate information on the fate of Jamal Khashoggi. As the investigation continues into Khashoggi's disappearance, the debate over consequences continues. Associated Press correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
Senator Lindsey Graham told Fox and Friends that he's all for sanctions against Saudi Arabia.
We deal with bad people all the time, but this is in our face. I feel personally offended. They have nothing but contempt for us.
Now a Middle East expert, John Alterman, the director of the Middle East program at CSIS.
People will treat Saudi Arabia differently, and I think, frankly, Saudis will treat the United States differently. Exactly where on that spectrum between normal and North Korea we will end up, I think, is going to depend in part on exactly what the Saudis come out with the next day or two.
While Secretary Pompeo was meeting with Saudi officials, President Trump was on Twitter saying he had talked with the Crown Prince, the country's de facto leader, who, quote, totally denied any knowledge of what took place in the Turkish consulate. The U.S. State Department said Pompeo made it clear to the Saudis that learning what happened to Jamal Khashoggi is the primary reason Trump sent him to Saudi Arabia, and that the matter is of great interest to the president. China is defending its mass internment of Muslim ethnic minorities. It says it's preventing terrorism by helping them improve job skills, teaching them Mandarin, and encouraging them to accept modern science. A senior Chinese official made that argument in a report released Tuesday, the latest action in a broad campaign to defend China's internment of the minorities. This is VOA News. Negotiators from North and South Korea, along with a U.S.-led UN command, met on Tuesday to talk about demilitarizing a section of the heavily fortified border that separates the two countries. The Nigerian government says a second female aid worker kidnapped earlier this year by an extremist Islamist group has been murdered. The women were kidnapped by militants with the Islamic State West Africa Province, a breakaway faction of the Islamic State-affiliated group Boko Haram. The United Nations Refugee Agency says a mass expulsion of an estimated 200,000 Congolese from Angola into Congo's unstable Kasai Central Province could trigger a humanitarian crisis. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from UNHCR headquarters in Geneva.
Over the past 2 weeks, Angola has expelled the Congolese migrants who were working as informal miners in the northeastern part of the country. Angolan authorities say they want to shut down this illegal activity. But UNHCR spokesman Barbara Balash says the sudden arrival of such a huge number of people has created a chaotic situation in Kasai, which is unprepared to handle them. The UNHCR notes that mass expulsions are contrary to obligations under the African Charter.
The United States is launching a campaign to challenge Cuba's jailing of political prisoners. Associated Press correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
The United States plans to formally launch a campaign at the United Nations today called Jailed for What? That takes aim at Cuba's jailing of political prisoners. The U.S. wants the Cuban regime held responsible for human rights violations. In a statement, the U.S. calls Cuba's jailing of 130 political prisoners a blatant affront to fundamental democratic freedoms. Cuba's ambassador to the U.N. counters by saying the U.S. has itself violated human rights, especially in the use of torture, detention, and arbitrary deprivation of liberty at its Guantanamo military base.
The U.S. imposed sanctions Tuesday on a network of businesses that officials believe support an Iranian paramilitary force that trains and deploys child soldiers to fight with Iran's powerful Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said the network is composed of at least 20 businesses. He said it creates shell companies to hide its ownership and control of multi-billion-dollar entities that are, he said, deeply entrenched in Iran's automotive, mining, metals, and banking industries. It's called the Basij Cooperative Foundation. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.